The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Autism with Shannon and Nancy. I'm Nancy Allspaw Jackson.
And I'm Shannon Penrod, and we're excited to be here on the Autism Network this morning, live with you. Today is Friday. It's November 5th. It's like crazy that it's that late in the year already, Nancy. Don't you feel like it's flying by?
I agree. It's just flying by.
Great. Did you guys have a good Halloween? How was your Halloween?
Yes, Halloween was good. How about you?
It was okay. I should have called you and had you stop over. We did a whole Harry Potter theme in front of our house.
Oh, it was fun.
A last minute setup thing. We didn't have very many trick or treaters. But I called Jill and Spencer Hart and said, you know, you should come over. And so they came over, and I was just realizing we should have had you bring Wyatt over. I don't know how into Harry Potter he was, but we thought it was fun. And then we had like maybe, I would say, less than 50 trick-or-treaters. So
we were in Hidden Hills for Halloween, which they do a big Halloween there. So
that's way more fun. That's a tradition for you guys. That's super fun. And what did Wyatt dress as this Halloween?
He was a sheriff.
Very cool. I didn't even see Jem. Jem was at work. This is the phase of, but you know, Joanne Laura has been poking me in the back for over a week now. We'll have to talk more about that later. But I know that she would say, good, good. It's good that he was at work, but I barely saw my kid. So that, you know, it was like, okay, what are we going to do? It's Halloween and we don't have a kid. So, Jim and I managed to have a good time. So that was fun. But we're here today. It's Halloween is past. I do have to do a shout out and say happy birthday to my dear friend, Therese McLaughlin, who is amazing. And I've known her forever and a day and was the director of the Autism Momologue. So we're saying happy birthday to her today. Wonderful, wonderful woman. But today on the show, we've got another wonderful woman, somebody that both you and I just love and adore, Nancy.
Yes.
Tell the folks at home who's on today.
Ava Lund from Special Spirits Incorporated. Ava heads an amazing program out at Special Spirits Ranch, assisting those on the spectrum and with special needs with assisted riding and horseback riding lessons. And they have Danny's Farm located there at the ranch now. And she's going to tell us today about a new program they have, which is very exciting.
It's really incredible what she's created there. It's this little enclave where great things happen. And
yes,
she just keeps dreaming and making things happen. And Ava's always got something going on. And I find that it's a wonderful, you're the one who turned me onto it. You're the one that talked me into going there the first time. And for people who love horses, there are horses there and there's equine therapy going on. It's also like, I feel like it's an artist community.
Yes.
As well, that, you know, that she has great stuff going on there, has a kiln and, uh-huh, you know, super, super fun place, Special Spirit Ranch. So she's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, but Traven is reminding all of you, all the ways that you can be watching the show right now, whether you're watching us live or recorded in podcasts. We're live right now on YouTube, on Twitter, on, Facebook Live. If you're watching live and you want to jump into the chat right now and say hi to us and tell us where you're watching from, Nancy and I love to hear from you. But as you can see, there's a bunch of other places that you can be watching, whether it's live or recorded. We are a free download wherever you get your podcasts. We are currently the number one rated autism podcast worldwide. Thank you to all of you for making that happen. But because you like us, you share us, you review us. And if you would please continue that, what that does is allows us to be on the air, but it also allows for the content to get to other people. So if you see something you like here and think, boy, you know who could really use that information is my friend, and then put her name in the conversation on Facebook, tag her, and then she will know to come and find this podcast. And it is free. I know sometimes, you know, I'm telling people about it, and they're like, what is it you're selling me? Not selling anything. This is information that we're giving away free. Nancy and I are moms that have been through it, been there, done that, and want to make sure that we help those that are still finding their way. Right, Nancy?
That's right. We've been through it, and we're happy to share any information that we have with you and explore and discover things together.
Absolutely. So please check out, you know, find the way that you like to watch us. If you see that there is a place that you would like for us to be that we're not, would you please alert us to that? Because it's probably that we don't know about that particular platform. We try to be on all the platforms that we can be. So we did mention that we have Avalon coming up, but we always like to start with some in the news. Sometimes it's stuff that hurts your head, either because it's so complex or because it's just so miserable. But we have a couple of good things in here, I think. First story up that I have in mind, Nancy, is from Spectrum News about some of the flurry of doubts, even though there's so many things that they've been finding out about the gut microbe. It seems like we still have some doubting Thomases that think that this may not have anything to do with autism.
Right. According to Spectrum News, despite the flurry of floutings, doubts dog gut microbes role in autism. As they say, the gut microbiome is having a moment, and there's been an explosion of research over the past decade into the possible connection between microbiome and brain conditions.
Yes, I love this quote here that Gaspar Taranch Oldenburg, who is a consultant on the microbiome research for Simons Foundation, recently was quoted in Spectrum's parent organization saying there's no denying that the microbiome is part of the autism conversation. But he goes on to say, but it's a very complex conversation and we're only starting to scratch the surface. I'm glad at least we're not, you know, I saw the headline for this article, Nancy, and I got to be honest, I was like, what is the disconnect in the science community? Why? I mean, there are still people who are arguing that this has nothing to do with autism.
Right.
And I just feel like if you said that in a room full of autism parents, it would cause a riot.
Exactly. I think autism parents strongly believe in the correlation.
Well, yeah, I think we've all had that petri dish happening in our living room.
Yes.
Too long to deny that there is some sort of a connection. And I loved early on that, you know, listen, I like set aside whatever, you know, whatever your feelings are. But Jenny McCarthy early on said, how can you deny that what you put into your body and how your body reacts to it affects how you behave?
Right.
And she said, all you have to do is drink a beer and then see what happens to your behavior. This is not rocket science. So I don't know why there are still some people who are on the fence about this. I appreciate him saying that it's complex because individuals are complex. And that if they were going to prescribe something for my gut, Nancy, it would be vastly different for your gut. And if they were to say, well, autism moms of kids on the spectrum tend to have gut issues, well, that probably is true. But if they were trying to describe what each and every one of us, they would need a very long list. So if that's true of us, wouldn't that also be true of our kids? So I do love this article, and it talks about some of the hurdles that we're facing getting to the point where people will stop saying we're not sure if it has something to do with it. But I do appreciate that was the quote that jumped out at me more than anything else.
Right.
And they're doing a lot of studies. I love that, because, you know, I've been talking about the L-Ruteri for a long time on this show. I love that they're looking at that and the how it equalizes stress hormones. I'm going to guess that in the future, they're going to see that this L-Ruteri is part of the probiotic thing and part of the answer. And as you know, we've talked about this before on the show, it's not widely available commercially in probiotics, especially a dairy-free version.
Right.
So if your kiddo is casein reactive, you can't commercially give this to your child, which I think is, I'm going to predict that that's going to change sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. There we go.
We'll see. So they're saying the verdict is out on this connection. So we'll see what comes up.
I just don't know how that could be.
The next article is also research-based out of Medical Express. A genetic study of heart defects and autism finds new causative genes.
Yeah. This bums me out a little. Only because I thought we had just begin to see that there was a correlation between heart defects and autism. And this article seemed to make it sound like, oh yes, no, that's been widely accepted. And that kind of bummed me out. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like that was widely accepted before this article, Nancy?
No, I did not.
I mean, I know we'd covered it before that they were saying there might be a correlation between the two. But you know, this article says it's pretty prevalent and that for the first time, what they did, instead of just looking at genes for autism and looking at genes that might have to do with heart defects, they looked at them together at the same time. Again, seems like a duh if you've seen a correlation between these two things, but it's pretty amazing that when they looked at them together, they found a bunch more genes that seem to be indicative of having heart defects than they ever had without looking at autism at the same time. So heart issues just got a huge bump from the autism community, a huge bump, which I think is really notable and important to talk about, because I don't know about you, Nancy, but when I'm talking to friends that are outside the autism community and I'm really pushing for more dollars for autism research, you know, my friends are like, yes, and that's important. And we really think that, you know, that should happen. But let's remember that there are other issues besides autism, Shannon. And you know, we need dollars for cancer research and all these other things. And my answer always is that when researchers talk to each other, the autism research has again and again and again led to breakthroughs in other areas. And uh-huh. Here's another one. So hopefully this research will also benefit individuals on the autism spectrum, because apparently there's a correlation between the two. And that super bums me out and makes me want to get my kid to a cardiologist yesterday.
I know.
Does it make you that way too?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
All right.
And on the topic of research, there's good news that an Israeli autism center has received a massive donation of $13 million. The Canadian Israeli Azriela Foundation made the donation, and they're now calling, they changed the name of the foundation, I believe. The center was renamed the Azriela National Center for Autism and Neurodevelopmental Research in recognition of the donation.
And they're hoping to make a huge impact, as you see in the headline, worldwide impact with these research dollars. I look forward to knowing what they're going to spend the dollars on, but they, part of the mission is that they want to put Israel on the map. Israel's already been on the map for autism research. You know, one of the first studies that I remember coming out of Israel, Israel was the first country to show in their research that there is a correlation between dads being older and having kids on the spectrum. Israel was the first country to notice that. So I think this is exciting. $13 million. You can't sneeze at that. It's not, yeah, it's not couch change.
Right.
And the couch cushions. So we look forward to hearing what that research what we'll find out from it.
Yeah, it says it currently has information on about 1,200 children of an estimated 20,000 children with autism in the country. With the new funding, it is expected to grow to around 6,000 children.
And Enrico has written in and said, is it possible to see autism as a human evolution?
An interesting question.
It is an interesting question. And I think it's a question that that has a great space in the conversation, Enrico. I think that if you spend much time with self-advocates, they will tell you that this is how they view this, and this is how they want the world to view it. I will tell you that I think we're getting there. And I think we're getting there because of really good quality early intervention. Now, there are a lot of self-advocates that just heard me say that and went, no, that is not why. But many years ago, when the way they were dying, the way they were diagnosing autism, you know, there were some, shall we say, some pretty severe cases, and those individuals were shuttled off to be in homes. And we never got to see them. They didn't get the benefit of any therapy. They didn't get to progress past where they were. They were often parked into facilities where no one tried to teach them. One of the greatest crimes against mankind. But then many years ago, with the advent of the LOVAS study, people started with those more, what quote unquote, severe cases. They started giving them therapy and realizing that a lot of times that those individuals could overcome the disabling aspects of autism and still have the very unique way that their brain worked and that they could flourish, right? And this is the research that continues, trying to figure out why do some kids make more progress than other kids. But what we see right now is a group of individuals, either because they had early intervention that was really good or because their parents didn't shuttle them away to a place and said, I'm going to educate this child myself and give them every opportunity. We have self-advocates now who can speak out for themselves and say, listen, I have these capabilities. I can do this. I'm very good at this. I can be, you know, the writer of a TV show. I can be, you know, I can do all of these things. And so we have a world that is beginning to understand that when you look at the whole scope of what autism is, there are some disabling aspects to it, but there are some aspects to it that are highly evolved, highly evolved. I always say my son's brain works better than mine, you know, hands down. If you were going to compare and go, you know, who's more capable, who can do more things, you know, who has more insights, whoo, my son, 100%, right? But if my son had not had early intervention and not been able to speak, would we have known? I don't know. I shudder to think about that. But I think that we more and more companies are starting to go, you know, we need more people who are on the spectrum working for us because they bring a viewpoint that is better for our business. We can catch more mistakes. We can get more things done. I think that that's the beginning of exactly what you're talking about, Enrico. Nancy, do you have thoughts about that?
I think, as you said, the self-advocates would argue that this is a human evolution. A lot of them do believe that. And it certainly seems to be evidence that that's the case.
But it's tough if you've got a kiddo who can't toilet themselves, if you've got a kiddo who can't communicate, if you've got a kiddo who can't take care of themselves in the most basic ways, or, you know, or has such sensory issues that to be in a room with a fluorescent light is painful to them. You know, it's very hard when you're dealing with issues at that level to go, oh, look at how fabulous this is. And look at all the possibilities, and look at the evolution of this. Yes. Yes. But we are seeing that more, that is a bigger group than it ever was before. And I'm blaming that on a series of things, including better and more intervention. But I would love for us to be able to get to the point where we could include more people in that, to be honest. Okay, last story. We're talking about, also from Spectrum News. I found this a really interesting article. I actually sent it to Dr. Grant Pichet, that in light of COVID, this is rethinking autism. I'm trying to see what the title of the article is: Rethinking Autism Assessments in the Time of COVID-19, a Q&A with Bishop and Zweigenbaum. And I thought it was really interesting that one of the things that they identify here is in this article is that there is a terrible problem right now for people to get assessments, whether it's very young kids or adults. There's a terrible shortage of abilities to be able to get assessed, to get a diagnosis, which then leads to getting help and support and funding for it. But they're saying, you know, a lot of this is caused by COVID-19, but that what COVID-19 pointed out clearly is that the system was already broken, and that COVID came along and said, let's show you how broken it is. And that the hopeful part of it for me is that they say that, you know, what if we were to look at this as an opportunity to look at assessment from the bottom up and go, if this wasn't working before COVID and it's really not working during COVID, if it's broken and we have to fix it, maybe we should start over. Oh. Yeah. It's twofold, right? Because we have kiddos that are being raised that their parents don't have access to healthcare, don't have stopgap people to say, here's, you know, your child should get looked at and here's where you should go. And that is targeting underserved populations. That if you are Black or brown, you are less likely to get a diagnosis because you're less likely to be told where the supports are. And when you get there, the supports are less likely to be there. But then on top of that, if you can surmount that and get to a clinic, then what you're going to find is all the clinicians overwhelmingly are not going to be Black and brown. And that we've already seen, we've already talked about, there's research to show that they're less likely to listen to the parents and hear what the parents are saying to get so that the parents can get to the point where their child is accurately diagnosed. All of that breaks my heart. But this article talks about how we could do better, how we can make this better. One of the things that they talk about is that, you know, during the pandemic, when you couldn't be in person, it was that much harder, right? But it did force some advances in telehealth, some of which is good and some of which is not good. And I love the fact that they address the fact that it's not always the most effective. And ultimately, you know, one of the recommendations of the article is that a hybrid system that takes into account the individual circumstances is what is best. I don't know that we know that for sure, but that's one of those things, like Bill Maher says, I don't know this, but I do. know, I don't know this for sure, but yeah, I would say that diagnoses has gone down. We know that the amount of therapy that kids have been getting has reduced catastrophically. You know, not because parents weren't looking for it, but because there is a ginormous shortage in workers. Horrible shortage in workers. If there's anybody who's out there who is looking for work as and would like to be a behavior technician, boy, now is the time. They need you desperately all over the world. I don't think there's a single ABA provider that isn't hiring right now. But they need good quality people. And it's not an easy job. It's not for everyone, but it's a good job with possibilities of moving up and abilities to change the world. So we encourage people. Enrico has written back in and said, is it possible that the gap can be partially recovered by spreading concept of conscious welcome in society starting from school? I just love that, Enrico. One of the things that Nancy and I talked about before on the show is that, yeah, I mean, of course. And Sesame Street, you know, when they introduced, Julia. When they introduced Julia, someone said, you know, what's great about this is that 20 years from now, 30 years from now, HR directors who are the hiring people are going to be sitting there and are going to be so much more understanding and welcoming of individuals on the spectrum. And when someone comes in to apply for a job and they don't make eye contact because of Sesame Street, that HR director is not going to immediately have this thought in their head of, oh, well, you know, this person couldn't make eye contact with me, so I'm not hiring them. That Julia single-handedly is doing a lot towards making that happen. But I think you're right. In schools and in society, we need to be teaching inclusion and acceptance and, oy, the list is endless, right? It also, I believe, has to happen at home too. And I don't know about you, Nancy, but that's been the harder nut for me to crack is that sometimes we've had play dates with people, even, you know, people in my family who don't get it and aren't inclusive and aren't considerate and aren't welcoming of people who are different, not less different. It's a hard thing. And I love when people say, you know, haven't we gotten to the point where we've gotten to autism awareness? I don't think so. I don't think we're there. Yeah. Yep. Wonderful. And they're an autism therapist and a life coach in the military services. I was going through my pages and saw your page and decided to leave a message. So we're saying hello to you. We love making new friends too. So thrilled that you're here with us. Wonderful. Fabulous. So those were our news stories for today. We're loving this interaction. And if you guys have something that you want to say, write it into the chat and we'll say hello to you. But right now, I think, do we have our fabulous Ava with us? We do. She is here with us. And we said this before, but both Nancy and I just respect and admire Ava Lund so much. She's an amazing, remarkable woman. And I certainly would like to think of her as a friend. And Nancy, I know for sure that you think of her as a friend. And she is amazing, amazing woman who has started this incredible place, Special Spirit Ranch, where we were saying before, I feel like it's like an artist enclave for people who are neurodivergent. So let's welcome Ava to be with us because she's got a new program that I believe starts tomorrow. Ava, are you with us?
Hi, Ava.
We can hear you perfectly.
Well, we consider you to be a very special friend of Autism Live and personally.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly see a lot of these individuals at the ranch, right, Ava?
So you can't possibly, this is live in person, right? This is not something that so there's a limited number of spaces. You can't have a ton of people to do this, but I love the fact that in this pilot program, this is a real rare opportunity that if you're in the Los Angeles area to have this for how many Sundays in a row is it? I love that.
Now, are horses being incorporated into it at all? Okay. I know.
Mm-hmm. Ava, I didn't know you were doing theater up there. Now you're talking my language. No, at some point I got so busy with other things. I want to do an inclusive production of Twelfth Night. That's what I want to do. So you're singing my song, sister. I've got a script that I've been working on for a while because I see this with our kids. I can see it in my head. I know it's good for them. You know why? Because it's the rhythm you were talking about. Shakespeare wrote in a rhythm that mimics a heartbeat, which is the same as the horse. Got it. Yeah.
And when did you start that program, Ava? Okay, tell us some of the stories you've seen evolving out of the equine therapy with kids on the spectrum. What kind of benefits? Really?
Isn't that amazing? I love alpacas.
Love them. Look at them.
I want to come and spin. I've always wanted to learn how to spin. S Shark wants to know, is there a certain age range you're looking for this group that's starting on Sunday? And do you need to be in LA County? If they're willing to drive, can they come? I find, though, with drumming, you know, because I've seen drum circles with kids on the spectrum before, and my son certainly participated in some. Has Wyatt ever done a drum circle, Nancy?
No, Wyatt has never done a drum circle.
Well, I got to say, I remember thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't think this is going to work. And then finding out that when you're in control of the noise, you can tolerate so much more. So, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. I've participated in several of them now, and it's funny. I'm very noise sensitive too. And I don't know that I could have a child who was a drummer. I would probably lose my crackers. Right. But I mean, somebody who drummed 6 hours a day, I have two friends that have kids that are professional drummers. And I think, you know, bless you. Cause I just don't know that I could have handled it, but being in a drum circle where I have something to pat on to helps me to be, I can totally deal with the noise from a drum circle. Because I'm part of the noise. I don't know why that makes it different, but I love that.
Oh, how great. What a great program.
Yeah. Yes. I've been saying for days that Joanne Laura is poking me in the back.
Right.
Her spirit. Yes.
And but what has she been saying to you, Shannon?
Well, all kinds. She's basically saying, don't carry my work forward. Don't forget my work. Right. Carry my work forward. Find these kids employment. Right. And I keep hearing it, Joanne. I'm listening. But one of the things that, you know, I craft all the time, like I got to have some craft going on or I'm not breathing, right? That's my, you know, stress reliever. And recently I got into pottery, Ava, don't even get me started.
I know.
But I'm addicted to pottery now. But one of the things I was doing while Joanne was sick was that I was making reeds.
Making what?
Wreaths, door wreaths.
Okay.
For every holiday, I was making wreaths and I would bring one over to her and she was like, what on earth? Where did you get this? And I was like, no, I threw this together and made some wreaths. And she was saying, we should get our kids to do this and sell them. So let me know sometime. I'll be happy to come out and do a wreath making workshop. And because I would buy them, it takes time to do them. And sometimes I don't have time, but they're super easy and creative to do and fun. And people always want wreaths on their door, whether it's for Hanukkah, Christmas, Thanksgiving, fall, spring, you know, doesn't matter what you're celebrating. I always wanted to be Martha Stewart and have 12 wreaths on the garage wall, mm-hmm. one for every month of the year. But that's just my cycle.
Oh. Wow. Right.
I'll pack the food. I just had this image of you on Shark Tank in like a year with a group of kids on the spectrum going, it's alpaca poop.
And you
put it on your orchids.
You just discovered this by accident, Ava, or you already knew this?
Yes. Package that up. I love it. Well, you're getting it done, Blazer. Yeah. So I want to go back to this event because it starts on Sunday. Today is Friday, and if like people don't, you could miss one class, but why would you want to? So you've got a little bit more room. And Trayvon, if you would put up the flyer again for this Sunday. So for people who don't know where you're located, Ava, talk to them a little bit about how they would get to you. But it's a rare opportunity. It's totally free to be a part of this pilot program. Now, you said that there is the voice class in the morning and the drumming in the afternoon. Now, wow.
How did you get introduced to these two, Ava?
I love it. So if somebody wants to do the voice and they don't want to do the drumming, can they do that or they got to do both? Okay. And if you do want to do both, let's say mom wants to drop them off and they want them to do the singing and stay all the way through the drumming and pick them up later. Can they pack a lunch and send them or do they need to pick? Okay. Okay. So if people want to donate, where should they go to? So specialspiritsingular.org. Okay. Wonderful.
Ava, tell us a little bit about the Danny's Farm program at the ranch. Okay.
I love when we do things live because then phone calls happen. Sometimes I even get a phone call. No, somebody's calling to sign up for the workshop. Love it. Talk a little bit about what the PIP is, because I think a lot of people don't know. We love it. We're actually trying to be a part of the PIP program here at Autism Live and Autism Network. We're hoping to be able to be a part of that as well, because we've seen it working some really amazing opportunities for people. So we would like to do that too. You're so amazing, Ava. I don't like, how do you come up with all these?
That's great, Ava.
We love that. And I'm loving this new hair too. Ava, when I saw your picture, I was like, who's that? And I love the cut, but it's so different. I didn't recognize you. If you'd walked up to me on the street, you would have had to talk to me for me to know it was you. But it's great. It's very hip. It's very hip.
And silver and gray is definitely the way to go these days.
Well, it's remarkable. You're remarkable. We just want to thank you for all that you're doing. If we can put the flyer up one more time, Traven. So if you are interested in this or you know somebody that you think should be interested, notice that you need to register for this and that Ava's got her email there. It's eba@specialspirit.org. The first class is on Sunday, and then it will be this Sunday plus the next 5 Sundays again. This is a free class because it is a pilot program. They're going to suss things out. Hopefully this will be an after-school program next year, but for right now, this is just on Sundays for free. You can take either the voice class or the drum class or both of them. So it's a remarkable opportunity, but you must let Ava know, because she's got to know if she's got enough students to make it happen. Ideally, you'd like to have 6. Is that correct, Ava? Okay.
And it starts okay. It starts at 9:30, Ava. The start time is 9:30.
Ooh, yes. Okay. All right. You might have some people show up a little early. Yeah, better than the other way around. And then what time does the drumming class for people who aren't morning? 11. Okay, so it's not so much packing a lunch if you want to do both, but a snack, a little snicky snack, and then you'll be done in time for a late lunch. But what a wonderful.
Great.
Wonderful, great. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you're doing remarkable things there, Ava. Thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about it and tell the folks at home. Specialspirit.org. Go there, you guys.
Yes.
And if you're not in the LA area, but you love what she's doing, give a donation of any size. I know sometimes it's like, I don't have any money, but, you know, check the couch cushions. A donation of $5. You know, if everybody gave that, Ava could change the whole world. Right?
Oh, it's great to have you, Ava. Always great to have you.
We always have room for you. Much love.
We'll have to have you after the conclusion of this. What's that?
Well, we don't have it on the books yet. The script is there. I know, but it's in there. It's in my head, and I want to do it. I want to do Shakespeare with our kids. It's on my list. All right. I want to see which one were you saying that you wanted to do? You wanted to do Midsummer Night's Dream. Well, once upon a time, I did for a production of Midsummer Night's Dream. I love to make puppets too. See, this is me crafting. And we did all of the fairies as puppets. So Oh, stop. Oh, stop. You know, I love me some marionettes and some puppets. Just stop. Anything. Yeah, anything. I love being around creative people because it just like then it feeds more creativity. But I could craft myself into the middle of next week. But we'll have to talk pottery at some time, Ava. I'm brand new to it, but I've completely gone down the pottery rabbit hole. It's just anyway. And now I want to come and spin alpaca and I know for Nancy, you just want to come and be with the horses, right?
I just want to come and be with the horses. We actually You're having what? Oh, how great. That's fantastic.
Can I make a suggestion, Ava? If you, why don't you do what they did with the giraffe watch, where if you mount a camera and so that people can watch and donate and then watch the birth live, you'll probably make enough money that you can build whatever you want to build.
That's going to be fantastic.
I love that. But people love to watch. I mean, that giraffe birth, I know I was tuning in every day for like 45 days and people gave millions of dollars. And I know that's a giraffe, but I don't get to watch a horse being born. I know Nancy has, but I don't get to watch that.
I've assisted in horse births before.
But.
Doula.
Yay.
You've got a lot going on, Ava. You've got a lot going on.
Yes. Amen to that. Well,
thank you for being
I hope
here
you have
today.
Great classes on Sunday.
Yeah. Have fun. Happy singing and drumming.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. That'd be great. All right. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. So, Nancy, just to close out this week and talk a little bit about next week. On
yes.
Monday on the show, we... You know, for Autism Live, we have a new opener to the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We have a brand new opener. Traven, I don't suppose you have it laying around there. We have like 1 minute and it's only 10 seconds. If you have it, Traven, let us know and we'll watch it again. It was created top to bottom by artists on the spectrum, Nancy.
Where was it created?
So in conjunction with Spectrum Laboratory, we had a group of artists that collaborated with us and also created the music for it.
Okay.
So Traven's got it. And so why don't we go ahead and take a look at it. This is the new opener for Autism Live. Okay. Was it just on my end? I was having playback issues. Were you
I
all
had
saying
a little bit some glitches, but I think we got the general idea. Love the tree and love the idea of the tree.
Because the tree has always been a part of the Autism Live thing. So when we sat down to collaborate, I said they asked me a bunch of questions and they were like, is there anything that's been a through line? And I said, well, I'm big into the whole tree metaphor. And they came up with the birds and the birds making the little meep, meep, meep. And in any case, we're just so excited about what the process was like and working with them. And more than anything else, we're excited about the fact that everybody got paid.
That's fantastic, Jim.
That is
fantastic. You are definitely living the change that Joanne Laura wanted to see in the world. So.
Well, she's poking me, so I better. But that was very exciting for me, you know, and it's one of those things where it's like, well, duh, of course everybody should get paid. But, you know, we've had to alter our mindset too. And anytime we have something that needs to get done, we're saying to ourselves, is there a person on the spectrum who can do this job for us? What support would they need to have to be able to do it successfully? You know, how can we make that happen? That is mm-hmm. our new song that we're singing here at Autism Network.
That's fantastic. So
we wanted to start with, that was the first thing that we needed to have done, was a new opener to right. Autism Live that was shorter and, you know, said what we wanted it to say. So on Monday, all of the yes. artists who were involved are going to be on the show.
Oh, fantastic.
To talk about what the process was like for them and what kind of work that they do. And so we're going to be featuring, I have confirmed that the main animator is going to be here, and that the person who created the music is going to be here. And then there were some other people who collaborated, and we're waiting to see whether they're going to be here as well. And then, of course, Jason Weisbrod from Spec Labs will be here to talk about how he is facilitating, so that if you're somebody that has a business and you're like, well, I would like to have someone on the spectrum be the artist for this, but you don't necessarily have the time to mentor them through the process, you know, working with Spec Labs as the intermediary for us, I got to come and just be at meetings where, you know, they asked me questions and collaborated, and then Spec Labs would, you know, help bounce ideas off, and then they would come back to me. It was great. Every part of it was great. If you're not using this as a resource for your business or your concern when you need something, you're missing out, because it was delightful. So they're going to be on the show on Monday to talk about that. We're keeping our fingers crossed. I haven't heard back yet, but we're hopeful. Matt Asner was supposed to be on this last Tuesday, but then, you know, he had to go celebrate his anniversary. It's all about choices. I don't know. But we're so happy for them that they got a chance to celebrate their anniversary, Matt and Nava. But we're hoping that Matt's going to be on next week to talk with us. Have you seen the stars that they're having on?
Yes, it's amazing.
It is
so excited about Jason. Yeah, Jason Sudeikis playing George.
I'm so excited about Jean Smart and Mandy Patinkin, and the list yes. goes on. Rosario Dawson. It is insane how great the list is of stars that they're having. Oh, and look, Traven's so excited about Phil Lamar. So there we go. Everybody's got their people that they're excited about. I'm, you know, Mandy Patinkin for me is the beginning and the end of everything. Stop.
Yes, I agree.
You know, everything. But I'm also a Ted Lasso fan. So the Jason Sudeikis thing, I can't wait to see. But of course, last year's was so great. I know we've gone over, but I'm going to take a second to say this. Last year's was so great. And I thought that Pete Davidson, like, I was like, you know, I can sort of see that. In the end, it was genius, genius casting. And my favorite moment of the whole thing last year, Spencer Hart was playing Zuzu. And the interaction between Pete and Spencer, it shorts my brain out. I can't even find words because it was so amazing that I leapt out of my chair. So I'm so excited that Spencer's playing Zuzu again. Can't wait to see. She's so talented.
Oh my gosh.
And she's so delightful. And she is such an actor's actor. So I'm excited to see her again and to see her interact with Jason Sudeikis.
That's going
to
be great.
It's too good. It's too good. I can't stand it. So we're hoping that Matt's going to be on. We are having Dr. Grant Pichet back on. You and we are having Bonnie Yates next week. And you and I are welcoming back Vince Redmond next week.
Okay, great.
So there we go. That's the week shaping up.
Sounds like a great week, Shannon.
It is a great week, and we're very excited as we wing our way towards the Festival of Toys. We're getting ready to launch our new toy guide. My entire brain is about toys, and you guys are not going to believe the toys that we have this year. They are so amazing. So that's coming up soon, and then we'll start the Festival of Toys, and then it's just a hop skip to the end of the year.
That's right.
So, but new things coming. Lots of new things coming. Yes. A new podcast coming. I'm very excited about the things in store. But we're 4 minutes over now, and Trey,
okay,
can get the hook.
It's been a great show.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Nancy. We'll see you
on
Monday. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me.
And give yourselves a hug from me. Bye-bye for now.